Yes, dear Father, do cleanse us one again with the precious blood of your Son, that we may have an open heart, and do remove all the veils. Do speak to us and shed your light upon us, that we would truly understand your heart's desire. And through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that we may truly be the true worshipers. We do give all these few meetings and all the brothers and sisters to you. We do ask the Father to bless us. Amen.
Can everyone just change your mobile phone or cell phone, whether you already turned it off or just turn it to the airplane mode?
This conference should be a very special meeting, because I do feel that the Lord has a special burden here. In these few meetings, we're not just going to be sharing concerning a few topics. But in this conference, we want to touch the Father's heart's desire. We just read John chapter 4. The Lord Jesus said a very important word. He said, "But the hour is coming, and now is. And now is." This is the time when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit. And also in reality. In the Chinese translation, it says, with your heart and spirit. But the original text just says, in spirit. Because the translator of the Bible could not clearly differentiate between the heart and the spirit, so he just put the two words together. So the true worshipers should worship the Father in spirit. And in Chinese, again, it says in verse 23, the Bible said, the Chinese translation says, a heart and spirit, so you cross out the heart. You just only need the spirit, because without the spirit, you cannot contact God. Because in verse 24, it says, God is spirit. So you need to worship God in spirit, because He is spirit. Not only with your heart. Perhaps you really have a heart, but you cannot touch God. Because in order to touch God, you need to use your spirit, right? If you use your heart and you use your mind to worship Him, you cannot touch Him, because God is spirit. It's very strange that for the same word, in verse 24, the translator of the Bible said, God is spirit, and that is correct. And those who worship Him must worship in heart and spirit. Why is the heart there? It's the same word as the first part of the verse, because this is man's natural concept. The translator of the Bible did not realize at that time that man has a spirit. So the Chinese translation says it's heart and spirit. But it should just be translated into the spirit. I hope that some new believers here, or the newcomers here, would understand that we human beings have three parts. We do have our body, and we do have our soul, which constitute the heart. Because the Bible says the soul is connected to the heart. And in the deepest part of man's being is the spirit. Unfortunately, those who have not believed in the Lord, their spirits are dead because they are fallen. Sin entered in and man died. The man's spirit died. So there's no way for man to have fellowship with God. So man fell into darkness. So once you fall into darkness, then you worship in any old way and you worship anything, right? In China, they worship anything. They give you an idol and you just go bow to it. Give you a block of wood and you would worship it. There's a bald guy with a big belly and you go worship him. Why would you go worship those things? If I asked you to worship this cup, would you worship it, brother? You would tell me, this is a cup, why would you ask me to worship it, right? Would you, brother? If I change the form of this glass into a bald-headed guy with a big belly and put it in front of you, would you worship him? Worship it? Sister, would you do that? No? Well, if you don't worship it, well, whom would you worship? Go worship the Lord Jesus? Where is he? He's in heaven, was the answer. You see, to say that we have to worship the Lord Jesus is correct. But you have to realize that our God is not that simple. Because he is living. He has a plan. So in order to understand God, you have to understand that there's the Father, and there's also the Son, Jesus Christ. And you have to know the Spirit. It's very wonderful that this glorious God of ours, when he appears to us, there's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is three and yet one. And he's one and he's three. You say he is one, he would tell you, I'm the Father, Son, and Spirit. Three persons. Oh, you say, oh, there are three of you. Then he would tell you, no, there's only one God. So, Jiang Wei, are they three or are they one? This glorious God is not that simple. Why is it so? Because there's God's plan. This most glorious God wants us to become his children. He wants to be your father. That is why there's God the Father, If I were to ask you today, are you a son of God? Are you? Yes? Do you have a father? Who is he? You would say, oh, he is the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus would tell you, no. I am the one sent by the Father. I'm the only begotten Son of God. Only He is the Father. It's very amazing. Tell me, is the Lord Jesus not God? Is He God? Yes. Then is the Father God? Yes. So how many gods do we have? Only one. So the Lord Jesus is God. So the Father God is also God, right? So the Son equates to the Father, right? No, no. How do you explain it? It's unexplainable. You cannot explain it. The Bible did not say the Son, the Lord Jesus is the Father. In John 14, verse 28, the Lord Jesus said, the Father is greater than I. Who is greater and who is smaller? The Father is greater. Isn't the Son God? The Son is God as well. The Father is God as well. So how many gods are there? Only one. There's only one God, but in His manifestation, there's the Father and the Son. Besides, the Father is greater than the Son. Don't say, the Lord Jesus will be my Father. The Lord Jesus will say to you, who said it? I didn't say I was going to be your Father. When the Lord Jesus came, He not only wanted to save us, but He wanted to bring us to the Father. Let's read John chapter 20. John 20. Beginning with verse 16. 17. In verse 16, Mary saw the Lord Jesus resurrected, so she wanted to embrace Him. So Jesus said in verse 17, do not cling to me. Do not touch me. For I have not yet ascended to my Father. Now, is the Lord Jesus God? The Father is also God. But you need to see that the Father and the Son are not the same. If you do not see this, your understanding of God is not sufficient. If you want me to explain it, I'll say, I'm sorry. I do not have the ability to do so. Because only God can be manifested in such a way. And this manifestation is for you and me. So the Lord Jesus said, don't touch me. Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren. Now, the Lord Jesus has brothers, so the disciples has become his brothers, his brethren. But go to my brethren. Before this, before the Lord Jesus died and resurrected, those were his disciples. But through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, they became his brethren. How did this happen? It's very amazing. And say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. It's too wonderful. It's too wonderful. Now, let me ask you, who is the Lord Jesus? According to this verse, who is the Lord Jesus? He is the firstborn Son of God. And through resurrection that he became the firstborn Son of God. His humanity went through death and resurrection, and he became the firstborn Son of God in resurrection. And what did we become? And we became the many sons. In eternity, the Lord Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. John chapter 1 tells us that. In the beginning was the Word, speaking of the Lord Jesus, and the Word was with God. That was in eternity past. But when he became a man, he became flesh and he became a man. It's not that the Father came down to become a man, no. But it's the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came. This is not simple. Because in our human mind, we think, how can God have a son? Tell me, does God have a son? The only begotten Son of God does not mean that God has a son, but that God reveals to us as the Father and the Son, because he wants us to become the many sons. So the only begotten Son became a man, and his humanity went through death and resurrection and became the firstborn son. You have to see this. In doing so, it's all for our sake, so in order that we can become the many sons of God. The Lord Jesus became the firstborn son, the eldest son. So you may say, the Lord Jesus is my big brother. He is my elder brother, right? Do you dare to say that? Did you ever tell the Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, you're my big brother, so come help me. The enemy is here to bully me, so don't let him bully me. So where are you, my big brother? You may say that the Lord Jesus is your big brother, but you cannot say that God is your big brother. That cannot be. We are the sons of our Father God. But the Lord Jesus is the big brother. He is also our Savior. He is the firstborn, and He also came into us through the Spirit so that we all can become the many sons. Besides, He wants to bring us all to the Abba Father. So strictly speaking, worship is unto the Father. How should I explain this to you? The Lord Jesus Himself said this. He who worships God needs to worship the Father in spirit and in reality. You have to worship the Father with Christ as your reality. May the Lord open our eyes. I know that many brothers and sisters may not have a deep impression concerning this point. The Lord Jesus said here that the object of our worship is the Father, because the Father is the greatest. You have to see. Don't say, Lord, you are our Father. The Lord Jesus is not your Father. He would say, do you want me to compete with my Abba Father? Do you have an older brother? No? Do you have a younger brother? If your younger brother comes and calls you father, would you accept that? He's a Dawa father. What would you say? What would you say? You would say, I am not. I know your father. You would tell your younger brother, you called the wrong person. Don't ever call me your father. I don't want to be your father either. Do you want to be the father of your younger brother? The Lord Jesus said it very explicitly. I want to bring you to the Father. He is now my Father and your Father. And you try to force it to say, no, the Lord Jesus, you are my Father. The Father would say, no, I want to bring you to my Father who is now your Father. Brother Lin, do you have an Abba Father in the heavens? Yes. Do you have a Savior? Yes. Are the two the same? In their position as a deity, they're not two, they're only one. But in the status of the Son and the Father, they are different. You cannot say that the Son is the Father and the Father is the Son. Do not be confused, Christian. It's playing with words that we are kind of foolish Christians. A bit confused. We don't exactly know how our God truly is. The Lord Jesus already said, He says, you do not know whom you worship. the Gentiles do not know this God. And how about you? You're Christians today. Do you know this God? You say yes. Now come, explain it to me. Tell me. What is the difference between the Father and the Son? I hope that this point can help the brothers and sisters. There's only one God. There's only one God, right? There's only one God. But God's manifestation to us, in His manifestation to us, there is the Father, there's also the Son. And also the Holy Spirit. There's also the Holy Spirit. But there's only one God. The Father is God. The Son is also God. The Holy Spirit is also God. But when He manifests Himself, there's the Father, Son, and the Spirit. Now, is the Father greater than the Son? The Bible shows us that the Father is greater than the Son. You cannot say that the Son is equal to the Father. If they're equal, then you do not need the distinction. The Father is greater than the Son. This is what the Bible says. Don't think this is my opinion. Let's read John 14, verse 18. Yes, it's chapter 14, verse 28. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father. Because at that time they thought that the Lord Jesus was leaving and they were very sorrowful. So here the Lord Jesus explained to them the reason why He was going to the Father. What did He say, brother? For my Father is greater than I. Do you believe in this? Do you believe this? Even if you don't believe this, you have to believe it. Because this is what the Lord Jesus said. You have to believe that. Because the Lord said it Himself. The Father is greater than I. But you say, oh, they're the same. They're the same. So whom should I believe? Did the Lord not say, I am going to the Father because I want to become your Father? Did He say that? Philip, did He say, the Lord say that? I'm going to the Father because I'm going to be your Father now. Is that in your German Bible? I go to my Father. So it's one or two. The Father is greater than I. So one or two. Who is greater? The Father is greater. So in your concept, who is greater? So if the Father is greater, where are you going to go? Even the Lord Jesus had to go to the Father. But you don't want to go. So you pray, when you pray, you only have the Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Every day you just say, oh Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Oh, but I don't hear, oh Papita, oh Abba Father. Abba Father. How often do you say that? And the Bible tells us God sent the Spirit of His Son into you, and you call up, oh Lord Jesus, is that it? Is that it? What does Romans chapter 8 say? And what does it say in Galatians chapter 4? When the Spirit of the Son of God enters into you, then you have a natural reaction within you that you will cry out, Abba, Father. This is not a teaching. This is our inner experience. For children to call them mommy and daddies, that's a very normal thing. But it's very unfortunate. You say that you are a son of God, you're children of God, but you don't know the Father. Philip, do you have a father? Are you sure? Do you call him brother? Have you ever called your father brother? How about you, Jonah? Do you father a brother? Oh yes, in the church life. But what about outside of the church life? What do you call him? You better call him father. But in the house of God, he's your brother. We have a heavenly Father. You have to make a clear distinction. It's only in this way that you can be a true worshiper of the Father. Otherwise, who are you going to worship? You say you want to worship the Lord Jesus. I don't dare to say that that's wrong, because He is also God, so we worship Him. But the Lord Jesus says we have to worship the Father. Why did He say that? Because the Father is greater than the Son. You understand that? Amen? That is why in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, when the Son receives the kingdom, He will present it to the Father. Why would He do that? Because the Father is greater than He is. Because when the Lord Jesus came to this earth, He came to magnify the Father. He came to glorify the name of the Father. He never glorified Himself. In the Gospel of John, The Lord Jesus mentioned the Father 121 times. How many chapters are there in the Gospel of John? Only 21 chapters. Tell me, in 21 chapters, he mentioned the Father's name 121 times. Tell me, what does the Gospel of John speak about? You say that, oh, it's about the Lord Jesus, right? But who does the Lord Jesus talk about? He talks about the Father, God the Father. God the Father. How about you? When you preach your gospel, do you hope to make this gospel friend, the Son of God, and bring him to the Father? Or do you preach a gospel to him and he becomes the Son of God and you just throw him out there somewhere and he becomes an orphan? What is an orphan? An orphan is a person without a father. And are we orphans? The Lord Jesus saved us all and just placed us there. But we all need to know our Heavenly Father. The disciples asked the Lord, Lord, teach us to pray. And the Lord Jesus says, okay. Did the Lord Jesus says, oh, okay, pray to me. Lord, Lord. Lord, Lord, pray to me. Did the Lord Jesus say that? He didn't do that. When he opened his mouth, he said, Our Father who art in heaven. So, exactly who is the one who loves you? Is the Lord Jesus who loves you or the Father? Hard to say. The Gospel of John did say that it's the Son who loves us. Don't be afraid to say that. Since he loved us, and he loved us to the end, and he died on the cross. But that love of his is representative of the Father's love to you. That is why he kept emphasizing that it was the Father who sent him. The work that I do is what the Father wanted me to do. He mentioned it so many times, but we did not get it into us. We did not hear it. So, in the end, when the Lord Jesus died on the cross, do you thank the Lord or do you thank the Father? Don't say you don't thank the Lord anymore. Of course, you need to thank the Lord too. Brother Chen, did you thank the Lord? But did you ever thank the Father who sent his beloved Son to die for you on the cross? When you preach the gospel, why don't you say, God so loved the world that he sent himself to this world to die for you? Sanjay, is this what the Bible says? What does the Bible say? For God so loved the world. He loved to such an extent that he came himself? No. Who came? the only begotten Son came. Are there one or two persons? I know there is one God. But I'm not talking about the one God, but I'm talking about the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You see? In his mind, subconsciously or unconsciously, there's just one. He doesn't dare to say that there are two or three. I'm not saying there are three gods, but there's a Father, Son, and the Spirit. How many are there here? There are three. Let me show you a verse. Let's read Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 6. Who? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you have to have the mind of Christ in verse 5. What kind of a mind is that? What kind of a mind does our Lord Jesus have? Being in the form of God, right? Form of God. Who? New King James says, who, being in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God. That means the Lord Jesus surely is God. In his deity, he is equal to God. And then, in Chinese it says, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. The Lord Jesus could say to the Abba Father, I am also God, how come you are greater than I? The Father would say, I am greater than you. Then the two might be quarreling with one another, saying, I am God as well, so I am equal to you. So the triune God in the Trinity, all the three would quarrel one with another. You are three elders here. Do you quarrel? Who is greater? Is Brother Lin greater? Because Brother Lei, which means thunder. Oh, he's the thunder, boom, boom, boom. So he is greater. Your last name is Lin. When the thunder comes down, it'll smash the forest. So Lei is greater than Lin. Do you quarrel about who is greater and who is smaller? Do you want to be greater? Is this the mind of Jesus Christ? Do you want to be great? Are you willing to be the Son, in the position of the Son? You know, brothers and sisters, today in the church, I don't submit to you and you don't submit to me. I don't want to listen to you and you don't want to listen to me either. If I do something wrong, don't you dare say something. Don't control me. Are we like this? Tell me, when the Son came to this earth, did he tell the Father, Father, don't bother me. I know what to do. Do not intervene. Tell me, did the Son do that, brother? Sister, you say, oh, we're equal to the brothers. Don't think you're somebody. Do you want equality? How do you have the mind of Christ? Our oneness should be like what the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 17. Like, our oneness should be like the oneness of the Father with the Son. If you're right, I will listen to you. If I'm wrong, and you come tell me about it, I would say thank you. If you're wrong and no one would tell you, then what? Would that be good? It's truly not good. Then if I tell you, when I come and tell you, would you get angry with me? Really, no? Really? Really so? Why cannot someone tell me? Because I think I'm so great. If you dare tell the king that he is wrong, you would have your head chopped off. I'm the king and you dare tell me that I did something wrong? Off with your head. You lose your head. Are we like this? No one can say anything to you? Now let's not talk about this. Let's come back to the Father and the Son. The Father and the Son. The Son was equal with God. So in their position as the deity, it's not the question of who is greater or who is smaller, because there's only one God. But between you and you, who is greater? Your name is Brother Lei. Your name is also so-called Sakchai. Is Brother Lei greater or is Sakchai greater? It's one person. So if there's only one person, there is no greater, who's greater or who's smaller. So concerning God, concerning the deity, there's no one greater than the other. But concerning the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they're not the same. Even the Lord Jesus did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. How about us? We would rob or we would fight. If one day we could be so harmonious as the Father and the Son, how nice, how wonderful it would be. How many years have you been here in Bangkok? 40-some years? Bangkok here should have a history of about 40 to 50 years. Are you in one accord? Is there harmony among you? Or are you still fighting one with another? Do you let the mind of Christ be your mind? Do you want to compete church with another church to see which one is greater? The two of us standing here today, who is greater, who is smaller? Is that about the same? About the same. Says Daniel. You have to say no one is greater than the other. Because we are all under the headship of our Lord Jesus Christ. Did the Bible not say? Man is ahead of the woman, right? Do the sisters believe this? Do the sisters believe this? The sisters don't dare to say that they believe this. Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 tells us a man is ahead of the woman, right? Is it not correct? Right or not? Of course it's right, because this is a word in the Bible, and the Bible cannot be wrong. So in your household, who is ahead? Don't you say it's the same? The Bible did not say it's the same. In the world, they are fighting about equality. But in God's principle, man is ahead of the woman. But men should not be so proud because I'm the head. But the Lord is the head of the man. So there's a head above the man. Do not think that you are the head. If you do not have a head above you, then you are the head. You become the head if you don't have a head above you. The Chinese has a saying that means there's a heaven above the heavens. That means to say that do not think that you're so great. There's a head above your head. Then you have to ask the Christ. It says, then, Lord, then you're the greatest. The Lord Jesus would say, I'm not the greatest, Brother Lay. There's a head above my head. Above my head is the Papita, which is the Father. God is the head of Christ. Is there a distinction here? Jianwei, tell me, is there a distinction? Yes. Don't blame me for using a whole hour to tell you about this one point. Because if we do not understand this, how are you going to worship the Father? That is why in the Bible, the Lord Jesus is our offering. So are you going to offer up this offering, which is Jesus Christ, to Jesus Christ himself? Oh Lord Jesus, I came. I brought an offering here, and the offering is you. I'm going to offer yourself to you. You can't do that. I don't know what kind of a thought that is. Now, how do you offer up your offering? How do you come to worship the Father? It's very strange. We just pray, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, and Lord Jesus, and we still say at the very end, in the name of our Lord Jesus. You already cried out the Lord Jesus 100 times, and you still want to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord just said, you've already said the Lord Jesus 100 times. Why do you still have to say in the name of the Lord Jesus? You keep saying the Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, and at the end you say, in the name of the Lord Jesus we pray. Amen. Have you ever thought about it? I don't want to fight with others about this. When you pray, why do not end the prayer with in the name of the Lord Jesus you pray? Because I've already called on the Lord Jesus so many times. right? If I come to you, 德勇啊,德勇, I keep calling 德勇 this, and then at the end I say, oh, in the name of 德勇, if you pray to the Father, in the end you say, in the name of the Lord, I pray. That is still quite meaningful, right? But you need to know, when I come before the Father, I don't come in my own self. I want to have put on Christ. You know why? Because the Lord Jesus is my burnt offering. If he is my burnt offering, I've got a lot of skin covering me. So I tell the Father, I come before you in Jesus Christ. I come before you, Father. When you see me, do not see this fallen man that I am, but I come clothed with Christ. I also have the precious blood of our Lord Jesus to cleanse me. Do you know why the priests have to wear the priestly garment? Today, in the New Testament age, we need to put on Christ, to be clothed with Christ. So when you come to the Father, do you come in yourself? Do you? No. You come in Christ. You're joined unto Christ. Isn't that the case? Are you joined unto Christ? That is why when we come before the Father to worship Him, we need to bring Christ as our offering. We have to learn this. It doesn't work if we don't learn this. Now there's another point. Just give me a few more minutes. The Lord Jesus said, you do not know what you worship. A fallen man in his fallen state just worships very loosely. One time I went, when I went to Taiwan, the brother said, oh, I'll take you, John, just one place. I said, where are you going to bring me? I'll bring you to a special place. I said, what's so special about that place? What is this? What is new under heaven? He said, you've never seen this before. Perhaps so, I said. There are a lot of things that I have not seen yet. You cannot imagine, Brother Jiangwei, where he brought me. He brought me to a dark place under a bridge where people come at midnight to worship dogs. Have you seen people who worship dogs? Who has seen people who worship dogs? Oh, the people who worship dogs. It's okay if you raise dogs, but you worship God. Oh, the Cantonese people eat dogs. And they go worship dogs there. There are lots of statues of dogs there. And there are also a lot of dogs running around there. There are people who worship dogs. Would you do that, Jonah? I almost passed out. That is why the Lord Jesus said, "You worship what you do not know." Actually, they're worshiping the demons. They worship any old thing. They worship cows. The East Indians worship the cows. Do you eat beef or do you worship cows? So we need to know what we worship. The Lord Jesus said, "We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews." It's only after you're saved that you would know who the real, the true God is. Without being saved, if you're not saved, you would not know who the true God is. You say, this is right and that is right, that religion is also right. But yet you do not know God, for there is only one God. Don't say, this is right and that is right. No, there's only one God. If you want to worship, you can only worship the one true God. That is the first commandment. He says, you have to pay attention, you Israelites. There's only one God. There's one true God. And this true God will not allow you to worship in any old way. So today we need to worship our Father God. Why do we call him the Father? Because you need to know the Father. There's no person that does not know his Father. Except we Christians do not know our Father. Tell me, isn't that pitiful? Now I need to ask you a question. How is your relationship to your Father? Do you draw near to him? Do you have an intimate relationship with him? The Lord Jesus said, worship the Father. You have to know him. He wants you to know him. You cannot just call anybody your Father. The Father is an intimate relationship. I have an intimate relationship with my children. Do you have such a relationship to your Father? Now we should have an even more intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father. I often have fellowship with the Father. The Lord Jesus mentioned it 121 times, my Father in heaven. So if you don't know him, how are you going to worship him? Our worship is not a religious formality. We, the children of God, we come to the Father to worship him. It's an intimate relationship. Amen. Okay, we'll stop here. So, I listen to them. They are greater than I, the brothers.